This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how many of you know, but Aaron Rodgers is a part owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. And so he saw that, you know, he saw the win, obviously, because he's a Milwaukee owner. So he ends up tweeting out. And as you can see there, incredible job by Wes and Mark and Peter. John Horst, our GM, made some incredible moves, and our stars played like stars. Can't stop 34. So Aaron Rodgers, part owner of the Bucks, comes out and he congratulates the team. But it's the line of the GM and our GM, and our GM made some incredible moves. That right there, my friends, is an enormous shot at Brian Gutekunst. And Brian Gutekunst has got to be feeling a little odd, right? Because there's got to be a portion of the fan base already that has to say, no, you got to do whatever you can to keep Rodgers. Fire that guy now. Yeah, it's not like Gutekunst has won a title or anything. And you think about the MVP year, that's Aaron Rodgers. And getting to the NFC Championship game, that's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, they've got good players, there's no doubt. But without Aaron Rodgers, I don't even know if they're a playoff team. They would struggle to make the playoffs, as Joe Namath would say. I don't care if they're struggling. I mean, seriously. So Gutekunst has got to feel like shit constantly. He's got to be torn about this. Now, what's he going to do? Quit a great job? Quit one of the only 32 jobs in the world? No. But he's in the middle of all of this. And when he trades Aaron Rodgers, he's an asshole. And if he's keeping Aaron Rodgers, he's an asshole to Aaron Rodgers. So it's weird, man. It's a twisted ass dynamic that you see on there. And that's the part that I don't get. You know what I mean? And if you're the Packers, how do you resolve all of this? Because there's, you know, and here's the thing. Okay, so Gutekunst already pissed off your quarterback. You're a Packers fan now. The guy hates him so much, he wants out. Doesn't matter if you make him the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. He's telling you, no, dude, you don't understand. I want the out. I can't stand your ass. I love my coaches. I love my players. I got no problem with Jordan Love. He's a great kid. But he never says he loves the GM, so we all know it. So the guy pisses off his quarterback. Now you're technically pissing off a group of your fans, right? Because I'm sure there's a lot of fans in Green Bay that are like, Aaron Rodgers is the man. I mean, we're talking about a team that had Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and now Aaron Rodgers. Okay? I mean, now that I think about it, has anybody had three better quarterbacks in the history of their team? God, that's a good one. I got to think about that one. Help me out with that. But still, so you look at it now, and guess what happens when you trade him? Then you're an a-hole. So Gutekunst is an a-hole to some fans. He's an a-hole to Rodgers, and then he's going to be an a-hole after he trades him. And here's another a-hole moment coming. If Jordan Love sucks, then he's a major a-hole. Because you got rid of Aaron Rodgers for a guy that can't play. Think about that one. Let that one marinate for a little while. That's what will get Brian Gutekunst fired. If Jordan Love does not work out. See, for Ted Thompson, okay, but Favre was effing with the team constantly. He would retire, unretire, think about it. I'm going, I'm gone, I'm staying, I'm gone, I'm staying. Oh, I don't know. I'll make a decision months down the line. Meanwhile, free agency and the draft are going by, and it's like, yo, dude, we got to plan for the future. Are you coming back or not? So I understood Green Bay's frustrations with Brett Favre because he was more undecisive than my wife is about dinner every single night. Okay. So if you're like that, okay, I get it. Now you got frustrated. You're Ted Thompson. Now Ted Thompson hit it out of the freaking park because he had Aaron Rodgers waiting and Aaron Rodgers is really good. If Jordan Love is not good for Brian Gutekunst the way Aaron Rodgers was for Ted Thompson, oh my God, we got issues. We got issues. So this is like a really weird situation, man. It's one that it's hard to explain. But that is Aaron Rodgers taking a shot at that GM. And if you're the fans of Green Bay, you are frustrated with this situation because it's almost like you have to live with the fact that this will be the final year for Aaron Rodgers in a Green Bay uniform. I mean, Green Bay would take such a cap hit this year. I think it alleviates the following year, so that's probably more realistic, but he probably doesn't even want to give them one more year. And if he does, it'll be a reluctant year, and he's going to be constantly taking shots like he's doing now. And listen, him taking a shot by saying the GM, you know, made some great moves, that's telling his GM, like, yo, you never make any moves for us. You never bring it in. Now, I will say this. Outside of Davante Adams, I don't think anybody ever talks about this part, about this entire story. Do you think the other skill position players are kind of pissed? A little bit, right? Do you think they're all looking around like, wow, I guess we're chopped liver, dude. I guess we're nothing. I guess we're scum. We're scrubs. Because all he wants is better players around them, and it seems like we're not good enough. I'm just saying, those guys, I mean, it's only human nature. Everybody keeps talking about you never add anything, you never draft anything, you never put anything. And then he's taking his own shots at all of this, and all the other guys have to be standing around going, wow, I guess we're just, you know, lucky to be here. That kind of stuff. It's crazy, man. That Aaron Rodgers situation, wow. That's another one that is disturbing, okay? And these are players that have to finish their careers with your team. He doesn't give you any trouble, Aaron Rodgers. You know, it's not like he's constantly complaining and all that. No, he balls out, bro. And everybody knows you need receivers, and everybody knows you need more weapons except the damn GM. And I get making a move for a future quarterback, but maybe live in the moment and try, you know, that's what you love about Pat Riley and the Heat, that they're not planning for 5 years down the line. They're trying to win next season, even if it's unrealistic. Even if it's crazy that, oh, yeah, no, we'll get a meeting with Durant and we'll get him to, yeah, and we'll talk to LaMarcus Aldridge and oh, yeah, and we'll get the other kid from Boston that was injured and went to, what's his name? But they, you know, and he turned them down to, I forgot the kid's name now. But, you know, it just, you know, even if it's unrealistic, they try. Okay. Just like this offseason seems very unrealistic for the Heat to make the kind of moves that's going to make them a deep run into the playoffs again without the flukish bubble situation that they had. You know, you think that's going to deter Pat Riley from trying to win and prove other people wrong like yours truly? Oh, hell no. How are you planning for 4 years down the line when you have a guy right now that can lead you to a Super Bowl? Get him a couple extra weapons. Make it impossible for them to stop him. He's tough to stop with average weapons and an all-star or Pro Bowl receiver in Davante Adams. Imagine if you gave him a couple more like other teams have. I mean, look at Tom Brady. He drops back, okay? And he's got two monsters. And then they added the crazy dude. And they have two tight ends. They can't add enough weapons. Oh, and they added the speedy little white kid. Also, that's the fourth wide receiver that caught the bomb. I forgot his name now, too, but whatever. You know who I'm talking about. I mean, for Brady, it's just let's go add more weapons. Oh, Godwin and Evans. No, not enough. Let's go get crazy-ass Brown, too. So it's like You watch other quarterbacks get weapons and add more. Oh, by the way, they had two tight ends. They added Gronk as a third tight end. So just like, it's crazy, dude. You know, that's what you do to try to win. And guess what? They won. Shocker. The Tampa Bay Bucks won. That's where you have to look at Aaron Rodgers and say, is he really off? Is he really crazy? No, he's not. He's actually making a lot of sense. You're not making the moves. So this Brian Gutekunst, he's got to feel like absolute dog shit.